Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in St. Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it, and they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. The church prays the words of the psalm, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Unless God enables us to speak, we cannot sing his praises. This is brought home in this account of the deaf-mute to whom Jesus spoke his almighty creative word, Ephatha, be opened. As soon as Jesus commanded his ears to be opened, they were opened. He could hear clearly, and he could speak plainly. Christ's miracles recorded for us in the Gospels are called signs. They signify who Jesus is. Jesus signified that he was true God by doing what only God could do. By changing water into wine, creating thousands of loaves of bread, stilling a storm, and raising the dead, Jesus did what only God could do. He did so by his own power. Read through the Gospels, and you will never find Jesus praying to the Father for the ability to do what he does. On the contrary, he acts on his own authority that he has as the eternally begotten Son of the Father, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Christ's miracles show him to be the creator and sustainer and Lord over all creation. They brought a deaf-mute to Jesus, begging him to put his hand on him. They assumed that Jesus would heal the man by putting his hand on him. That's not how Jesus healed him, though. Jesus used sign language to talk to the deaf man. He took him aside, away from the crowd. He told him what he would do. He put his fingers in the man's ears to tell him that he would open his ears so he could hear. Then Jesus spat and touched the man's tongue to tell him that he would open his mouth so he could speak. Then Jesus looked to heaven and sighed to tell him that he had heavenly, that is, divine power. Then Jesus spoke. He did not heal the man by putting his hands on the man. He healed the man by speaking. Just as at the beginning God said, let there be, and there was, Jesus said, be opened, and so it was. Moses records in Genesis 1, verse 31, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. The crowd that witnessed Jesus' miracle said the same thing. He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Deaf mutes are mute because they cannot hear. Since they cannot hear their own voices. We learn how to speak by hearing others and imitating them, but they cannot hear. We take for granted the ability to hear. When you cannot hear what others are saying, you never know just what is going on. You may have a general idea, but you cannot be sure. Information is power in just about every area of life. Lacking the information that hearing provides puts you at a great disadvantage when it comes to interacting with other people. Whether it is buying something, selling something, getting a job, or just carrying on a conversation. When you cannot hear what others are saying, you cannot be sure that you aren't being cheated or deceived. You see a world that you cannot enter, and you live in a world that you'll never really understand. It was to such a man that Jesus came. He came to serve those on the outside looking in. He came into this world specifically to open that man's ears and to loosen that man's tongue. As he said to John the Baptist's disciples to tell them that he was indeed the promised Christ, "The blind see, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Note carefully what Jesus does. First, he opens the man's ears. Then he loosens the man's tongue. This is a double miracle. The man couldn't possibly have learned how to speak as soon as he learned how to hear. It takes hearing people years to learn how to make the sounds correctly. How could a deaf mute learn how to speak immediately? Both his hearing and his speaking were miracles. Until God opens our ears, we cannot hear his word. Until God loosens our tongue, we cannot pray to him or worship him. In the Catechism, we confess, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel." Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to us in the gospel and sacraments. Because of the Holy Spirit, baptism is not just water, but a washing of rebirth and renewal. Because of the Holy Spirit, the preaching of the gospel creates faith. Why do some hear the gospel and believe it, while others hear the same gospel and reject it? All of us are by nature spiritually deaf and mute. We cannot hear the voice of God, and we cannot confess the truth of God. We are by nature spiritually blind, dead, and at enmity against God. We can do nothing whatsoever to bring ourselves to faith. That is God's doing without any help from us. The Bible makes it clear that God wants all people to be saved. He wants those who hear the gospel to believe what they hear. He wants to open the ears to faith and to loosen the tongue to praise. He wants to do this for all people. Why some and not others? Why do some hear the message of the Savior and rejoice in what they hear and believe it, while others do not? We cannot say that anyone is by nature less spiritually dead than another, and we cannot say that there are some that God does not love or want to save. The simple fact is that we cannot answer the question, why some and not others? Those who believe in the gospel by God's grace alone and not by their own reason or strength. Those who reject the gospel by their own fault alone and not because God wants them to reject it. If we believe and are saved, God deserves all the praise. If we reject and are damned, we deserve all the blame. We live under grace alone. Unless the Holy Spirit keeps on talking to us about Jesus' obedience all the way to the cross as he fulfilled the law for us and suffered our punishment in our place, we will stop looking to Jesus. We will look somewhere else, anywhere else, but not to Jesus. By nature, we think that we can praise God on our own terms. We can choose the holy signs God will perform. We can choose the holy words God will speak. We can define and describe God according to our own fancy, and God will just have to go along with whatever religion we devise. This is what we, in our native spiritual arrogance, actually think. Just look at all of the man-made religions surrounding us that do precisely that. It's only when the Holy Spirit drowns us and kills us in holy baptism so that we die to ourselves and our carnal notions about God that we can rise from the dead to a new life lived under the shelter of the cross. Only the Holy Spirit can persuade us that Christ's suffering for us is our true glory, for there it is that God takes off of us every sin that besets us. There it is that the God in the flesh, who showed his divine compassion toward the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, and others suffering from physical disabilities, fully destroyed the cause of all physical suffering and death. Jesus swallowed up our death and utterly destroyed it when he drank to the dregs the full divine vengeance against our every sin. It may not be pretty to behold, but it is a beautiful sound to hear when our Lord Jesus absolves us of all our sins with the absolution he purchased by his own blood. But who can believe this without the Holy Spirit? Jesus told Nicodemus, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And this is why we return to the water and the Spirit whence we were born again every single day of our lives. We need to hear the same voice by which we were brought into fellowship with God. If we neglect to hear that voice, it becomes strange to us. If we don't hear it, we won't remember what it sounds like, and sooner or later we'll forget how to confess it. How long must a person's ears be deprived of hearing before his lips can no longer speak the right words? Hearing and speaking go together. The preachers preach from the pulpit that word from God by which we are born again. Not everyone is called publicly to preach. It matters what is preached. It matters what we hear. But it is not just in church that we receive God's word or from the mouth of a preacher on the radio. Christian fathers and mothers are called by God to teach God's word to their own children. Fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, Christians in every vocation have the word of God as their treasure, from which they receive eternal treasures from God. The more the word of God goes into your ears, the better a Christian confession will come out of your mouth. We don't need to worry. We don't need to doubt that the same Lord Jesus, whose heart went out to the deaf mute, loves us and our children as well. He will open their ears and ours. He will open their mouths and ours to praise him. He will do so because he loves us all. The love that sent him to the cross to remove from us all our sins is the love spoken to us whenever we hear his gospel of the forgiveness of sins. It is the power of God's love that opens our ears to trust and our mouths to confess Christ the Savior of sinners. Amen. It is great to have you join us every week on this broadcast. We're happy that you do, and please keep tuning in. If you live in our area here, you're more than welcome to come and visit St. John Lutheran Church on a Sunday morning at 8:30 St. John in Fairview, Montana. And then Sydney, Montana, Trinity Lutheran Church at 10:45 on a Sunday morning. We'd love to have you come and be our guest. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web, christforus.org. Please tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.